Welcome to Capital Watch, where we keep an eye on the Capitol Dome for you. I'm Steve Bloom, Vice President of the Commonwealth Foundation, hosting for David Taylor. Joining me today is Rebecca Euler from the Pennsylvania Motor Truck Association. Rebecca, good to be with you again.
Great to be with you here, Steve. Thank you.
Absolutely, and welcome back. And we are going to be looking at a lot of data and information today from a brand new poll that's out. The Commonwealth Foundation commissions a quarterly poll called the Common Ground Poll. And the results have just rolled in, and so we've got a lot to talk about, many, many topics, and we're going to find out in this season of great interest in what's happening in Pennsylvania in terms of the presidential election and other elections happening in November, the business climate here in Pennsylvania, things that are going on in our state, which is seemingly at the forefront of all the different important things happening across the country, certainly the presidential campaign for one. What are you seeing out there just when you're interacting with your members, Rebecca, and folks you cross paths with? What are citizens thinking about? And then let's dig into the poll a little bit and see how that compares to what you're hearing out there on the roads.
Sure. Well, I think, first of all, there's just a lot of anxiety going on right now. And I think everyone would probably agree with that, just because we're on the verge of this big election. And there are very stark contrasts between, the candidates at both the national level and the state level. There are stark contrasts between the policy, the policies moving forward with those candidates. So there's a lot of anxiety about where we're moving forward. And I know we're going to get into some of those policy issues with the result of this poll. But I mean, big issues like energy, the environment, taxes, national security. I mean, a lot of issues. There are a lot of unknowns about where we're headed. So a lot of anxiety, I'd say.
Definitely a lot of anxiety. And as we open up this poll, we've called it on our website, new poll finds Pennsylvania voters pessimistic about direction of country and economic future. And that kind of sets the stage. There's a lot of pessimism, as you said, concern and worry out among the citizens as we roll into this fall of 2024. Jumping into some of the info about the poll, first of all, we polled 800 registered voters across the Commonwealth from September 26th through 29th. And so it's a nice sample. It's a poll with a margin of error, I think about 3.6% margin of error or so, I think it is. I don't have that sheet right in front of me, but scientifically done. We at the Commonwealth Foundation, we're not trying to create results. We want to find out what people are really thinking so that when we work on policies, we can hopefully change things for the better. And we need to understand what's really happening, not what it might appear is happening. So we're always digging in with polling research to find out what's really going on. Top concerns we found right out the gate, inflation and rising costs are top concerns. Elections for federal and state executive offices are also important to folks. Nearly 7 in 10 registered voters are saying that inflation and price increases impact their family's ability to maintain their standard of living. Over half of all registered voters surveyed say the economic conditions are worsening. And one of the concerns is high energy costs. They contribute, obviously, to the inflationary squeeze. And according to the survey, 77% of respondents say their energy bills have increased over the past 2 years. 33% of those say they've increased a lot. A significant majority, 71%, say they're concerned about their ability to afford their family's energy needs. That cuts across. We talk about energy, and that has an impact, obviously, on our homes and the places we live, keeping things heated and cooled and all the energy we use at home, but also on the roads, all the fuel we use, whether we're driving cars or diesel trucks or electric vehicles, whatever it is, there's an energy component. What are you seeing? Does that match up with what you're seeing, Rebecca?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I think the people responding to this poll understand that energy affects everything. The cost of energy, whether they're paying the bills for their electric bills in their house or, they're trying to run a business and they're filling up their gas tank or they're, like you said, their diesel truck tank at the pump, they are seeing the impact of that energy bill and that cost. Not only are they trying to deal with that cost, but that cost then is built into the cost of other products. So, as for instance, those diesel trucks are moving goods out on the highways, the cost of that increased diesel rate goes into the cost of those products. So it actually energy sort of the cost of energy compounds throughout throughout the economy and throughout the supply chain. So it is contributing to the cost increase and the inflationary pressures that we're seeing. And I think people understand that.
Yeah, well said. And people do, in fact, understand it. Nearly 8 in 10 Pennsylvania voters, that's 78%, worry about the future availability of affordable energy. So it's key. It's something people are thinking about. Looking at some of the practical side of that, when we look at people's perceptions of energy and environmental issues, 56% of respondents see rising energy costs as the most pressing issue, followed by 28% who say ensuring energy grid reliability and modernization to prevent blackouts is the most important. Only 19% say that environmental harms from energy exploration and production are their top concern. So there's a very practical, pragmatic outlook amongst the public for abundant, reliable energy that is affordable without so much. Sometimes you might think that environmental groups are controlling what's happening in Pennsylvania and across the country. But in fact, they only have support from about 19% of the people who say environmental harms are their first concern.
Yeah, I think that's true. And looking at some of the results of the polling here, it's obviously clear that Pennsylvanians understand how important energy development is to Pennsylvania and to the Pennsylvania economy. When you have here 74% of the survey Pennsylvanians supporting more natural gas infrastructure, and that would be to transport natural gas and to ease the strain on our electrical grid. They understand how important natural gas and other energy infrastructure is to our economy and how important it is to Pennsylvania. So I think that's what we're seeing here is most Pennsylvanians understand how important that is. And they realize that in order to maintain our economic, success, that we've got to have energy.
And that takes us into sort of the next major section of the survey, which is what about at the ballot box? What are people thinking about when they're preparing to vote this November, or if they're getting ready to vote early, they start voting before November. And the time has come for this election to start to play out the phase of the actual votes being cast. And what are people thinking as we head into that? Well, the races are extremely competitive across the board. You have obviously the race for president, U.S. Senate, state executive offices. All those seem to be based on the survey competitive races. By a small margin, voters believe that Republican policies are better for the economy, but actual Democratic candidates have a slight lead in terms of just either right in the margin of error or right outside the margin of error in terms of how well they're doing. So there's a little disconnect there between policy and personality. But in every case, these election issues are close. There's no doubt that as advertised and talked about so much, Pennsylvania is the crossroads. It's the ground zero for this U.S. election cycle, and it's proving to be true, and we're divided right down the middle here in Pennsylvania. A key factor based on the data about energy and economics and the cost of living indicates that given the fact that these races are so narrowly split right now, the candidates are going to have to remain aware of economic and financial pressures on individuals and families. Policies that make things worse or threaten their financial futures will get very little support. Policies that grow our economy and promote financial security, such as promoting energy development, are clear winners. You're listening to Capital Watch with myself, Steve Bloom, and Rebecca Euler. Rebecca, we've been looking into some of the results of the new Common Ground poll just released by the Commonwealth Foundation. And one of the areas that we were talking about was how the impact of policy preferences is actually impacting the various races for the various open offices here in Pennsylvania that are up for re-election this cycle. And starting with kind of the top of the ticket, and keep in mind, this is a poll of registered voters. It's not a poll of likely voters, so it's a little different probably in terms of some of the other results we see. But the current head-to-head for the presidential race, per the results of the polls, is 50-46% with Harris leading Trump. But at the same time, 61% of independent voters remain dissatisfied with their choice of 2024 presidential candidates. So there's still middle ground there in terms of either candidate could still gain ground with voters and break that very close current race that's truly head-to-head here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I think that's true. Just looking at some of the responses to the polls here, and looking over the list of the most important problems facing the country today, which the respondents actually listed, the top three on the list are inflation, cost of living, immigration, border security, and the U.S. economy. And looking at that in combination with the sort of, we're familiar with these right track, wrong track polls, and this at the top of the poll here was, would you say that things in America are going in the right track or the wrong track? And 68% of the respondents to this survey said that we're gone off on the wrong track, which and 26% said right track. So I was curious as to how that compared to the rest of the country, and we are more wrong track than the rest of the country. The rest of the country is about 63%, whereas Pennsylvania is at 68%. So I'd say my takeaway from that is that those issues that these respondents are ranking high here, those three issues, inflation, immigration, and U.S. economy, are really going to be the points that these candidates are going to need to be talking about, because this is what these voters are going to make their decisions on. So all of the candidates that are running for federal and for state offices, to the extent that they have policy points on these issues, those would be the things that I think are going to be important to Pennsylvania voters.
And turnout's going to play a key role as well because of the large blocks of undecided voters. About one third of independents are still on the fence in terms of who they're going to vote for in some of the key statewide races, including U.S. Senate, Attorney General, Auditor General, and Treasurer. So we're seeing a lot of undecided voters out there. We're seeing a lot of issues swirling around. Another issue that I think is worthy of mentioning is over two thirds of Pennsylvania voters support legislation securing our elections by requiring identification, with only about one in six voters opposing. So there's a big issue, creating a situation in which voter ID would be shown before a person could vote. It's extremely popular with the voters of Pennsylvania. Very few are actually against that, despite what you might think from some of the rhetoric you hear around it in terms of both the Pennsylvania Capitol and the U.S. Capitol when folks talk about requiring voter ID. Pennsylvanians are looking to have less regulation and increase energy production. We kind of talked about that already. Support for education reform is extremely strong. 60% of Pennsylvanians would support a child learning investment tax credit worth up to $8,000 per student that families could use to reduce their tax liability and cover educational expenses, including private school tuition. So that idea, expanding school choice through a refundable tax credit, certainly gaining traction with the voters across Pennsylvania. More than two-thirds of all voters, including over half the Democrats and Republicans, agree that ensuring affordable energy is a higher priority than combating climate change. So when we look at the whole issue of climate change and energy and unlocking our energy resources here in Pennsylvania, it's important to notice that in this poll, nearly 8 in 10 registered voters are supportive of additional drilling and the impact that gas drilling has on Pennsylvania's economy. Only 13% feel that it's not at all important, where 79% again feel it's extremely important. So there's an issue where so much rhetoric floating around it, but in terms of where the voters stand, a vast majority of the voters realize how important natural gas drilling is to the Pennsylvania economy. We look at a list of possible energy issues, and the number one most important energy issue is rising energy costs. The least important one, only 5% of voters supporting it, not enough regulations on energy production. So Pennsylvanians feel there's adequate regulation, and they recognize the importance of energy to our economic success here in Pennsylvania.
You know, it's funny. You had mentioned a little bit of a disconnect sometimes between the way these respondents felt about policy issues and the candidates that they were expressing support for. This is one of those I would call that out. And I think we all know that Kamala Harris has, you know, she was opposed to fracking and now she's, you know, trying to change that policy stance. And this is one of those where she seems to have, based on the results of this poll, been successful, because we know that, like you said, that most Pennsylvanians are very supportive of energy development, natural gas drilling, and expanding that and building infrastructure to support it. But those same respondents are saying that 46% said that Kamala Harris would do the best job of making energy more affordable for Americans, as opposed to 42% for Donald Trump. So that seems to be that that she is making inroads with that policy argument.
Yeah, it's an interesting observation, Rebecca. There's so much data in this survey. Another area that we haven't touched on yet is how well is Pennsylvania going in terms of the Is Pennsylvania on the right track or on the wrong track? And we see this data. It's been collected now for about 2 years worth of data. And we're seeing right now a divergence between 57% of the voters who believe that Pennsylvania is going in the wrong track versus 33% who think it's going in the right direction. And those numbers are separating. In other words, more and more people are getting convinced that we are not on the right track. Fewer are believing that we are on the right track. So there is some interesting underlying development there in terms of where people think the state is going. In terms of the country, the question is asked about, would you say things in America are going in the right track or the wrong track? 68% say wrong track, 26% in the right direction. So the view of voters in Pennsylvania on their state versus the nation is more optimistic. There's much more pessimism when it comes to the direction the national economy, the country is doing versus the how Pennsylvania itself is doing. Looking at some of the personalities involved, Governor Shapiro, do you approve or disapprove of his job performance? He gets 55% approving his job performance and 32% who disapprove. So those arrows are actually coming together as well. Fewer are saying that they approve, more are saying they disapprove in terms of the trend lines in both directions. So Governor Shapiro is still relatively popular, but we may be seeing the beginnings of his popularity declining somewhat in Pennsylvania. We look at the same sort of viewpoint in terms of favorability rating for Vice President Kamala Harris. We see that there's actually a convergence of the favorability and those who see her as in an unfavorable manner. They're tied at 49% right now. So as close as you can get, her favorability is right down the middle, half in favor and half feeling they have an unfavorable view of her, half having a favorable view of her.
And I think that really highlights why the polls in Pennsylvania are so important right now and why the state of Pennsylvania is so critical to this election, because it really is difficult to tell.
Another question that we asked the folks taking the poll, would you say that you and your family are financially better off, about the same, or worse off as you were 2 years ago? 13% say they're better off, 40% say they're worse off, and those arrows are diverging. So there's a pessimistic view in terms of individual families and the impact of Pennsylvania's policies on them. In terms of inflation, how much has inflation and recent price increases, how much have inflation and recent price increases impact your household's ability to maintain your standard of living? 69% say a great deal. Only 29% say not at all. And then just in terms of overall rating of Pennsylvania's current economy, 59% say it's negative, 38% say positive. So generally the voters are pessimistic. In terms of the state of Pennsylvania business, the poll asked the voters, do you think the state of Pennsylvania is worse off for businesses or about the same for businesses than it was 10 years ago? 13% say it's better now. 48% say it's worse now. So we can see there's clearly some difficulty with policy that voters would support and that they would be interested in seeing happen to make Pennsylvania more business friendly just aren't happening. And unfortunately, that perception that Pennsylvania is better for business. Only 13% think so, and 48% again think worse for business. There's so much we've talked about in the poll, and we don't have that much time left. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Rebecca?
Well, I would like to highlight one of the things that we talk about frequently on this show is how, you know, we're losing our productive workforce to other states. And that came out just again in this poll, in that 38% of the respondents have thought about leaving Pennsylvania or know someone who's thought about leaving Pennsylvania. So and that's due to cost of living, taxes, and better job opportunities. So I think that just reinforces a lot of the things that we talk about frequently about making the Commonwealth friendlier for business and really encouraging job growth. And the fact that we are losing our productive workforce and our tax base that goes with it. So this just reinforces that.
Good perspective, Rebecca. Well, that's all the time we have today. Rebecca, where can folks find you to learn more about you?
They can find the Pennsylvania Motor Truck Association at pmta.org.
And as always, you can find me at commonwealthfoundation.org, where also all these survey results are public, and you can dig in for yourself into the internals and the primary results of the polling that we've just talked about on the show today. For Rebecca Euler, I'm Steve Bloom. Please join us again next time for Capital Watch. And now, a town hall commentary from Lohman Henry.